So here's a common scenario that happens in the FIRE movement. First, they read about it or hear about the movement. They get super excited. They start crunching the maths. They do all the spreadsheets and set up budgeting apps and then start saving and investing. After some years or even just months, they start getting burnt out from work and they want a way out or a quicker way to freedom. Luckily, there are ways to experience freedom while still investing for early retirement. In comes the FIRE workarounds, or alternative paths to FIRE, which we'll be diving into on this episode. See you on the other side. You don't have to wait until you reach financial independence to start enjoying your life. You can do that much earlier and start living a life that you love and that's true to you. Welcome to Freedom Before FIRE. Using FIRE and life design techniques, we help you create freedom on your way to FIRE instead of waiting until you're retired to do the things that light you up. I'm your host, Greg, a FIRE movement and life design enthusiast. If you're itching to get freedom now, then let's do this. Hello there and welcome back. So on this third and last part of this mini-series, I wanted to give you an overview of some of the alternative paths to financial independence, or FIRE as we say. You can look at them as milestones or stop-off points on your journey to FIRE. Now when I say alternative, I'm talking about alternatives to the traditional path to FIRE, which is usually grinding at work for 8 to 20 years, give or take, saving and investing, and then reaching FIRE later on in life. One of the benefits of these alternative paths is that they can be more achievable, meaning you can arrive at them with less money saved and also at a much quicker time, giving you the space to experience freedom along your journey. Okay, so I'm pretty sure at this point, we both know that money gives us more options. Having some accessible funds helps us buy time, giving us a bit more freedom. It gives us the freedom to experiment and the ability to take more risks, or at least more confidence to take more risks. So we know the path to financial independence can be long. In the last, say, 5 to 6 years, alternative FI paths have been gaining traction, especially during the pandemic, when people had more time to contemplate on life. But before that, there was more of a drive towards traditional FIRE. It was kind of like an all or nothing type of situation, like you were either FIRE or not FIRE. There wasn't much of a middle ground. But since then, more FIRE acronyms or versions have been coming out. Some might say there's a bit too many FIRE acronyms coming out and you're seeing them pop out every month. But in my opinion, I think that's great. There shouldn't be a one-size-fits-all FIRE solution because every single person leads different lives, different circumstances and different goals. Here are some alternative FIRE versions that you may have heard of. You may have heard of Coast FIRE, Slow FIRE, Lean FIRE, Barista FIRE, Fat FIRE, Geo FIRE. There's even a Flamingo FIRE, which is an awesome one, by the way. Anyway, the reason I like it when new acronyms come out is because they give us new milestones and new ideas along our FIRE journey. It's like climbing up a mountain and stopping off at different elevations to get different views, each one getting incrementally better. The different levels gives us time and shade to rest, recover, and enjoy the new view. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to go through some established FI milestones to give you some ideas of what they're all about. I've mentioned some of them earlier. I've got 5 here to go through. I'll just mention them now, and then after this, we could go through in more detail. So the first one is debt freedom. The second one is FU money. The third one is Coast FIRE. The fourth one is Barista FIRE. And then the fifth one is actual FIRE, or your traditional FIRE. Now, each stage could also be incremental percentages of your FIRE number. To give you a rough idea, Coast FIRE could be something like 30 to 50% and Barista FIRE could be like 50 to 70% on your way to FIRE. Those are not set in stone percentages. I'm just giving you a rough idea of how you can see them as milestones on the way. Now, as you go along your journey climbing up that proverbial mountain, you can unlock these levels or viewpoints from the analogy I used earlier. Alright, so let's take a closer look at these then. The first one is debt freedom. This can be things like student loans, credit card debt, consumer debts. Paying off your debt means lowering a portion of your monthly expenses. That reduction can be rediverted to saving and investing. For example, if someone was able to pay off their £400 a month car loan, they could redivert that £400 to investing instead. Another example is, if someone was working a second job to pay off debts, as an option, they can quit that and gain that bit of freedom in their life. Alright, so the second one is FU money. You can probably figure out what the FU means. That was coined by the FIRE movement. If you've been diligently saving towards FIRE, you may have saved more than your typical 3 to 6 months emergency fund. Essentially, FU money is having enough money saved in liquid assets to give you the confidence to leave something that's not serving you. A typical scenario is a toxic workplace. If you didn't have much money saved, you may be fearful to leave, even with a toxic boss or toxic colleagues. FU money gives you the confidence to walk away. It will give you time to find another job you enjoy, or even some freedom and time to travel a bit. One of my favourite things you can do here is take a career break, otherwise known as sabbaticals or mini retirements. You could take anything from 3 months to even 3 years, depending of course of how much your FU money allows you to. There are no set guidelines for the amount, but let's say a good minimum would be about a year's worth of expenses. Alright, so the third one is Coast FI. This is my favourite alternative fire path, and it doesn't have anything to do with coastal fires or any natural disasters or anything like that. Essentially, this is having enough money saved in investments to the point where you can stop adding more money, leaving your money to compound over time until you reach your target retirement age. This could be your retirement age at around 65 plus or even earlier. They call it Coast FIRE because you reach a point along your journey where essentially saving becomes optional and you can just coast your way to your target retirement age. Of course, this will be a bit of a longer route, but this opens up a whole host of options in your life, also known as freedom before fire. So here's an example. Let's say Anne, we have a friend called Anne. Let's say Anne was saving and investing 50% of her income towards fire every month. Once Anne hits her Coast FI number, she wouldn't need that 50% of her income to stash away in investments, meaning she could effectively semi-retire and perhaps work a less stressful job with a lower salary, or work part-time, say, 2.5 to 3 days a week to cover the other 50% needed for living expenses, while her existing investment portfolio accumulates in the background until it hits her FIRE number in the future. Amazing! Now just imagine what you could do if saving became optional. There's also an interesting variation of FI under the Coast FIRE umbrella. I did actually mention it earlier as well, but it's called Flamingo FIRE, coined by the awesome Money Flamingo blog. Flamingo FIRE is another semi-retirement path to FIRE. Essentially, it's getting your investment portfolio to around 50% of your FI number, then using the rule of 72, your money should double after 10 years without further contributions. Therefore, you get to the point of not having to invest for the next 10 years. In theory, your money should compound in the background, similar to the general Coast FI principle. You can scale your salary or working time back to focus on your health, meaningful projects, and family. They use the term flamingo because flamingos always stand on one leg, which represents 50% of investments to reach until it doubles. Interestingly though, flamingos stand on one leg to conserve energy and to avoid fatigue. That's quite fitting because in our long FI journey, we also need to avoid fatigue and rest a bit. Okay, so over to the fourth one, which is Barista FIRE. Barista FIRE is essentially getting to a point in your journey where you can pay for your living expenses via a combination of drawing down money from your investment portfolio and also doing part-time work to cover the remaining. Because you haven't reached full FIRE, you can't draw down enough to cover all your monthly expenses. For example, you might draw down, let's say, 60% of your investments every year in passive income, and the remaining 40% needs to be gained by active income. Barista FIRE came about because the part-time work was typically working as a barista, and in the US, some barista jobs came with good health insurance options, making it a plus. But it doesn't just have to be a barista job, it just means doing a part-time job to cover the remaining amount you need. Other examples could be part-time admin office work, dog walking for example, or some online VA work for example. Okay, so now we go to the last one, which is not exactly an alternative FIRE path. It's the main one, but as you'll see in a moment, it has its own subcategories. So the last one is FIRE, F-I-R-E, Financial Independence Retire Early. So at this stage, you've hit the ultimate milestone of FIRE, where you can draw down money from your investment portfolio every year to cover your living expenses. Essentially, you'll be getting money passively without having to work. Work becomes optional. There are three main subcategories in fire: lean fire, traditional fire, and fat fire. Believe it or not, there's even a chubby fire, but let's not get into that today. Okay, so the first subcategory is lean fire. It's when your passive income covers absolute basic expenses. Think minimalism at this point, and there's no room for like fancy vacations and things like that. This is an option if you want to be fired as soon as possible. The next one is traditional fire, financially independent and retired early. This is your standard fire milestone, and it covers your basic essentials as well as some additional expenses that are within reason and allows a bit more financial cushion. And the last subcategory is fat fire. This covers living expenses and then some. This is more for luxurious living, and you have enough passive income to cover more expensive items when retired. Essentially, in this category, you're giving yourself a massive financial cushion to afford more of a lavish lifestyle at this stage. Alright, so that covers the key FI milestones. So just to recap, the key alternative milestones we discussed were number one, debt freedom. The second one was FU money. The third one is coast fire. The fourth one is barista fire. And then the fifth one is actual fire, or your standard fire. There's actually loads of other ones that we haven't touched on today, but I think that would provide enough info for today's episode. Alright, so where are you in your journey? Did any of these paths resonate with your situation? Send me a note, hit me up. Hopefully you feel inspired by some of these earlier milestones to traditional fire, and you can see that you can achieve elements of freedom on your path to FI. These alternative paths gives us milestones to celebrate our progress. Whatever stage you're at, as long as you're working towards your own goals, don't worry about anyone else's progress. Just do your thing. We're all living our own journeys. Okay, so that wraps up our three-part mini-series to introduce this podcast. So just to recap these last three little episodes, in the first episode, we talked about reframing our view on retirement in our lives, and if it's possible to bring elements of what we aspire to do in retirement into our lives now. On the second episode, we talked about the importance of life design and how we can use it to start living our ideal lives now. And on this episode, we wanted to touch on the financial aspect to life design, merging both worlds. We outlined some alternative pathways to FIRE, which we can use as milestones to experience freedom on our own journeys. Okay, so that wraps up the show, and I really appreciate you spending your time with me today. If you think this episode would help a friend, please don't hesitate to share it with them. The show notes can be found at freedombeforefire.substack.com. If you have a question or want to connect, feel free to send me an email at freedombeforefire@proton.me. That's freedombeforefire@proton.me. If you found this show useful and want to be notified of future episodes, you can follow us on Spotify or Apple via the show's main page or on whatever app you're using right now. And lastly, if you've just learned one good thing that will help you in your journey and you want to help us out here, please do leave a 5-star rating on your podcast player app. If you're using Apple Podcasts, you can even leave a nice review by scrolling to the bottom of the podcast page. That would help us out loads. All right, just real quick before we sign off, I know we usually talk about our aspirations for the future and what we'd like to achieve in the future, but just remember what we do have today, what we do have now, and be grateful for what we already have. So I like to say, practice gratitude, live life by your design, and do things that make you smile. You got this.